Good morning. Last time we learned here in Shul, we're in Pesachah Shavuos, you're in Perek Test, the ninth Perek, we learned the Mishnah Ches. So we'll continue with Mishnah Test, the ninth Mishnah, the ninth Perek of Pesachah Shavuos. The Mishnah writes as follows, Misha Hayalai Peiris Shavuos, a person has Peiris Shavuos, in other words, he has Peiris Shavuos, where did he get them from? Shanaf Lulai, B'Yerusha Shnitulai B'Matana. He either inherited it as part of an estate, or he got it as a gift. The Rabbi Elazar Omer, Yinasnu Leichleim, V'Chachamim Omerim, Ein Achet Nisgar Limach Leichleim, V'Dvei Mistakel Chaladam. There's an interesting conversation that takes place over here. Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion, we mentioned earlier in this Masechta that there is a discussion, Machleikis, a dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as to whether or not a person can thank someone else for giving him Peiros Shavuos. Are you allowed to derive benefit by receiving thank yous? Are you allowed to give thank you to someone that gives Peiros Shavuos to you? Ultimately, the reason why that would not be acceptable is because nobody owns Peiros Shavuos. Everyone has the right to eat it. Everyone can eat it. There are halachas, like we've mentioned a number of times, about the restrictions of how you have to eat the Peiros Shavuos, but nobody owns it. So if you were to give it to someone as a gift, so getting thanks for it, according to Beis Shammai, would be inappropriate. Beis Hillel says you can give thanks. And Rabbi Elazar is of the opinion that you cannot give thanks to the person who gives it to you, and therefore, someone gets it as a gift, does not want the person to sit down there and eat it, rather he should give it to other people to eat. But Chachamim, they disagree, they say that doesn't make any sense. If you're trying to prevent giving thanks, you're trying to prevent there being a whole meal with people recognizing where it comes from, why are you giving it out to everybody? According to you, what you should do is, you should sell it, and then give out the money to other people. So if you try to do anything, you should at least do that. Chachamim themselves disagree and say, just eat it and enjoy it, because you're allowed to eat Peiros Shavuos, you're allowed to give thank you to someone who gave you Peiros Shavuos, so there's no reason why you have to have any restrictions over here. The Mishnah ends off with one other detail. A person eats Isa Shavuos before taking off Chalas in this week's Parsha, actually. The person eats Peiros Shavuos without taking off Chalas, he's Chayav Misa. This means obviously he doesn't bemaze it. A person intentionally does not take off Chalas and eats it anyway. The chiddush of this line of the Mishnah is that despite the fact that we know there's no Shuvah Semaisus for Peiros Shavuos, however, the chiyuv of taking of Chala does still exist, even by Peiros Shavuos. Therefore, one who intentionally disregards that Allah and eats it anyway is going to be Chayav Misa.